Okay, so what is it that the blind people have that enables them to understand these drawings? Well, the first thing they have to have is reasonable tactile skills when exploring common objects. So they have to be able to, you know, feel the shape of a table, even though it's fairly extended, or a chair, even though that's fairly big, as well as something like a cup, which fits comfortably into a couple of hands. And once they've got that, the sort of shape, large and small objects, then the next thing they have to be able to do is to realize what that object presents to you. That is, which are the sides that face you and which are the ones that are sort of far away on the other side and obscured behind. And what you do when you make a drawing is, of course, you draw the parts that face you. And they have to realize when they feel an object, which are the parts that are facing and which parts that are on the far side. Then the next thing they have to do is to decide how to use the lines to show the edges of the object and the corners within the object. And that provides a number of little puzzles, like what are you going to do with the brim at the top of the cup, or what are you going to do with the hole in the handle? And then they have to realize just how to use the lines to stand for certain features, like the edges of the surfaces of the object. And then they do that. They just draw that object by drawing its faces that are in front of them, using the lines to stand for the edges and corners of the different parts of the object. And they seem to understand how to do both of these things intuitively, spontaneously, without being told anything. I just ask them to make a drawing of an object, and they say, okay, I'll try. And then they draw, and they draw very much like, say, a five-year-old sighted child when they make drawings. Sort of simple shapes, using lines for the same sorts of things that a five-year-old sighted child would.